Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
I'm just going to pray and then we'll get into what we need to say this morning. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your grace for each and every one of our lives, Lord Jesus. Father, that unmerited favor, that's what grace is, the things that, Lord, we don't even deserve, but you still do for us. We thank you for your sacrifice for our lives, Lord God. We thank you that you've reached out to us to draw us near to yourself. And Father, I just thank you for your spirit, just being able to speak through myself this morning, for Anna as well, who's going to be speaking this morning. Father, we thank you that your word would go out and it would be spirit and life to those that hear it. Father, we thank you for your will being done, your kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven, in this place and in every single person's life in this place. Father, we thank you for ears to hear your voice, eyes to see what you're doing, what you're saying, where you're pointing people to go and what you're calling them to do with their lives. So Father, we just hand the rest of this meeting over to you and we welcome your spirit into this place in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's good to see you all back. And you know, we are going to be talking about seasons of change and seasons that come and that go. So God has seasons in his hands. Amen. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything. There's times for all sorts of things, time to sow, time to reap, time to plant, a time to harvest. You know, there's times and seasons that God has, and he works with us in seasons. You have seasons where you feel led to do this, or you feel led to do that, or you feel, right, I need to be here, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing the other. And God just works with us, and we've got to be discerning in our spirit to pick up, okay, what's God saying to us to do right now, and what does he want us to be? What does he want us to be launching into and doing? And for myself and for Anna, the Lord has been directing us and doing something in the season of our lives recently. So I'd say over a year ago, about a year and a half or so ago, as Anna and I have been leading the congregation, we've just felt a seasonal shift for us. And it's probably last October when I was praying and just picking up on the Lord. Okay, Lord, what are you saying? What do you want to do? What's going on? I felt the Lord speak a word to me. And you know when you hear the Lord say something to you, you've got to weigh it. You've got to bring it before others. If it's especially quite an important word, and like a life-changing word, a major thing, you've got to bring it before other people. Don't just hear something like, oh, that's God. Maybe it wasn't God. Maybe it was God. But you just weigh it up and you test it and you discern whether that really is the Lord or not. But I felt the Lord say to me that it was time to move on from leading the congregation here in Crawley. So I took that word from the Lord and was like, okay, that's quite a major word that I've not ever heard the Lord say that to me before. And I spoke to Anna about it, and we kind of just prayed and talked about it over the next number of months. And then we still felt that that word was still there. And so we brought it before our leaders in Kingdom Faith Church, so Pastor Clive and Jane. And they prayed it through, talked more, and we had meetings after meetings after meetings. And then, you know, Simon Coles came into some of those meetings. We talked things through. And we, a number of months ago, we came to conclusion that that word was right. And they agreed with it, we agreed with it, and it was like, okay, how is this going to work? So we had to bring that before God, and we had to keep to the leading of the Lord that this was the right thing for us. And we were led by God's Spirit, we believe, to go through with that. And at any point in time, if Pastor Clive, our senior pastor, said, you know, this isn't from the Lord, I don't think you guys are hearing properly, you know, he would have said that to us. But over all of those months, he didn't disagree with that word. So we are going to be moving on from leading this congregation, unfortunately. During that time as well, discerning what the future is for us here, we were like, okay, who could possibly take over the congregation? Who could step into that role? And with prayer, with us and Pastor Clive and Jane and others, the one name that kept coming forward that we believe God was bringing forward was someone called Victor. I don't know if you've ever come across him. He's preached here a number of times. He preaches in Horsham. He actually lives in Crawley. He used to come to the Crawley congregation many years ago. And he's been part of leading other churches as well. So as of the end of October, we will be not leading this congregation anymore. And Victor will be stepping in to take over the congregation. I'm just going to hand over to Anna. She's going to just give you a bit more of the rest of the story.
Hello, everybody. So it felt like an obedience thing that God was really putting on our heart to step into this. And as you can imagine, this was not an easy decision. And it was not, it was a very challenging process. But what we felt was that it was an obedience to what God was saying. And there was a release, not only for us, but also for this church. And actually with Victor coming in, we felt like that's what the next step for this church is, that God wanted to do this new thing with Victor coming in and leading. So he's going to be starting to join the congregation as of this September. So in the next couple of weeks, he's going to be coming along with his family. And then on the 27th of October, Clive and Simon and Jane will be coming over and kind of praying for Victor coming in. And our next steps, Rohan and I are both looking for jobs, so, you know, please pray for us. But our next steps, we are going to try and continue to be part of the congregation. We're not actually leaving. Our plan is not to leave Crawley. We're still going to be in Crawley. So our plan is to stay a part of the congregation. But just really, we're going to have, once the transition is over and Victor's leading the congregation, we're then going to have 2 months break, just as family, just for church, just to establish itself as Victor, with Victor as the leader. And then after 2 months, we're going to, around January time maybe, we're going to come back as family and see what the Lord is saying as to what our next steps is with being a part of the congregation. So I hope that I hope that's clear. If anybody's got any questions or, you know, want to talk through things more, then thank you, Simon. I don't know whether there's anything else. Yeah.
So it's quite a major shift for us and for us as a congregation here in Crawley. I mean, we're not saying bye, because we may be staying. So come January, when we're back, we're just going to be listening to the Lord, as Anna was saying, and just seeing what our next step is going to be. So don't get too sad. We're definitely not moving away from Crawley anytime soon, so we'll still be in Crawley. But we just felt we want to just let you know that piece of information this morning. Pray for us, pray for the congregation. And I'm going to go into a little bit more of a message around that. But let's just release the youth to go out to their group. I know they're waiting at the back. But I wanted the youth leaders especially and the young people to just hear that. So, Father, we just thank you for our young people again. We thank you for the group that they're going into this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would just really speak to each and every one of those young people individually. And we pray, Father God, that they just hear from you what they need to be doing with their lives. Pray you bless them in Jesus' name and their leaders. Amen. So teenagers, feel free to go out. And you're going to the room over there this morning, going to the chapel room rather than the other room. And just so you know, everyone, there is some people from the school around the building. They're just getting some things ready for the new term tomorrow. So if you see any strange people wandering around, they're probably meant to be here. So, what's that? Yeah, we hope. So, it's slightly sad news, but my message today is about those seasons and times of change, and that we need to all be listening to the Lord as to what he's calling us to do. So this is an obedience thing for us. We We need to obey what the Lord is telling us to do. And like Anna said, it will be a blessing for us. It will be a blessing for you as well. We know that Victor is a man of God. Victor, you know, he goes around, he preaches in different places. He's a massive evangelist. He's got a pastoral heart and, you know, he's a leader and he's, you know, his actual career, his secular career is in law and he's led and managed things and places before as well. So he's a very capable guy and I'm sure you'll get to know him soon. My message this morning, though, is that when we hear something like this, it's not to take it as bad news. God has obviously got a plan and God is working something out. And this is, I don't want this to be something that unsettles everyone in a way where other people think, oh, well, I might just leave the church then because, you know, things are changing. I believe more than anything, this is a time for the church to come together more strongly. And it's a building season. It's a time to build the church, build the body of Christ up. Now, we know that Jesus is the one who builds the church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against what he's building. He will build his church. And we are the body of Christ. We're his hands, his feet. We're the ones that are his mouthpieces to this world. We're his hands to this world, to people around us, friends, family members, people that don't know him, people that do know him. We are the body that needs to do the work. I've got a couple of scriptures here that I want to share this morning quite quickly. And there's a scripture from Nehemiah. Now, some of you may or may not know the book of Nehemiah, but the book of Nehemiah was actually about rebuilding the temple of the Lord. It's Nehemiah felt a calling from the Lord to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And so he was obedient to that call and he gathered the people together and he said, right, let's start rebuilding the walls and rebuilding the temple. But he had opposition against him. He had some people that didn't want that to happen. And they would mock him and they would and mock the people of God that were trying to build things and they would get in the way and they'd just try and sow confusion. But God gave them the favor to continue to build. And I feel like that's a word for us that we're called to be builders of the house of God. We're called to be builders here. We're called to serve and love each other and encourage each other and build each other up. I know we've been talking in this season about running the race, about the Olympics and being part of a team and teamwork and getting together and being there for one another. And that's the season we're in. When we hear news like this, it's like, I believe God is actually saying, right, it's time to commit more. It's time to put our roots down deeper. It's time to get stuck in more. You know, over the years, people, you know, I've seen many people come and go in church. You know, some people have been here for a small amount of time. People have been here longer and longer and longer. But we know when God calls you somewhere, it's to bear fruit in that place. It's to be planted in that place. It's for your roots to go down in that place. It's to get into the relationships of the people in that place. I'm a strong believer in not coming and going, you know, from going from one church to another church to another church and kind of just, we call it church hopping. It's you find somewhere where you feel the Lord's called you to be. And there is a place to look around other churches, that's fine. But you find where you feel the Lord is calling you to be and you put your roots down and you serve and you build and you sacrifice and you get stuck in. And as you do that, you grow. You know, you grow and you begin to bear fruit. You begin to affect other people's lives in a positive way. There's so much to be done. I mean, Anna and I have been around Kingdom Faith. We came in, 2007? We came to the Bible College. That's about, I can check my maths, it's about 17 years, something like that. 17 years, yeah, as a mathematician though. It's about 17 years. So we've been around Kingdom Faith for a long time. We've been in Crawley for about 14, 15 years. And you know, we've known we're here. We're here to serve. We're here to give of ourselves. As soon as we came to the Bible College, so we did 3 years in the Bible College, we knew that coming to that Bible College wasn't just about us trying to learn as much as we can and get as much as we can and grow as much as we can. We knew right from the beginning, someone told us this. They said, when you go to somewhere like Bible College, don't just go there to just receive. Go there to give. Go there to sow. Go there to encourage other people that are at college. Whatever you can be involved in, get involved in it. Whatever you can do, do it. Wherever you can be, prayer meetings, this, that, the other, get to them. You know, there's something about when you sow and when you're giving of yourself, you get more back. That's just a kingdom principle, isn't it? To sowing and reaping. So, I'd encourage everyone here to do that as well. Don't be here just to receive. I'm just here to receive. I need to receive. Give of yourself. And there's many ways of giving yourself. It's not, it can be time. It can be a phone call. It can be text messages. It can be sowing your finances. It can be just being around others, encouraging others, praying for each other. Maybe you could be praying at home. No one may even know you're praying at home in your closet, but you're praying, you're sowing. You know, everyone can be doing something. Maybe it's just that, to pray. And but it's that giving. When you give, it opens up that flow of the Lord to receive, and then you give more, and then you receive more. And that's actually how we grow. We grew in Bible College, and actually that was one of the best pieces of advice we could ever have, because we just signed up to everything and anything, and we were doing all sorts. We were involved in everything. And in fact, just by doing that, and we didn't do that with the intention, like, oh, we're going to give of our time and ourselves so that we can receive. It was like, no, we're just here. We're here to give. It says it's better to give than to receive. We're here to just give and to sow. And in the process of doing that, we were noticed by our leaders. They were like, oh, wow, that couple are just like, they're doing everything. They're just at everything. They're sowing. They're giving them themselves. And we were noticed year after year. We were given opportunities to do things that other students weren't able to do. We had a lot of favor on our lives. And then we grew to the place where we were, the place where we are today. But it's all from that one piece of advice that someone gave. I can't remember where that came from. I don't know if it's something we watched or someone specifically said something to us. But that advice that we got was, don't just go to receive, go to give, be a giver. Be a channel of God's life, of his spirit, that God can work through you to get to others. And we did that. We came to Kingdom Faith. We first of all stepped into leading the youth work. So we were doing the youth work for about 6 years, just with the teenagers, you know, sowing into their lives. And then after that, we took over the congregation. So it's going to be 8 years we're into September now. In September, it's 8 years. And we've had an amazing time here. And it's not, we're not saying goodbye, but God has done a lot in us, through us. In Kingdom Faith, we got married. We weren't married when we came to Kingdom Faith. We got married. We've had our children here. They've all grown up. Levi's 14 now. So we've had, Kingdom Faith has been our life. You know, we've been massively, massively blessed in this church. And we thank all of you for all of your serving and everything you've done. And many of you, many, many, many of you have invested in our lives, encouraged us, prayed for us, built us up. So we're massively happy, thankful for that. So back to this scripture in Nehemiah. I'm just going to read a bit of it. So Nehemiah says this. This is his personal account. He says, after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people. So these are all the people rebuilding the temple. Don't be afraid of them. So he's talking about the people that come to stop the building taking place. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, so God had given them favor to not succumb to what the enemies were trying to do. It says here, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other, and each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the men who surrounded, who sounded the trumpet, stayed with me. So they were rebuilding the wall. Some of the men were guarding them as they were rebuilding the house of God. But it said they had like They had tools to build the wall in one hand and they had their weapon in another hand. And it's a great analogy of what we're called to do as the people of God, that we're, like Elsie was talking about spiritual warfare, or was it Karen that was talking about spiritual warfare, that we're called to advance the kingdom of God. We're called to come against the spiritual powers that operate in this world, and we're called to push back the enemy, but we're also called to build the house of God and to build each other up. And actually, building the house, in its essence, is actually about building each other up. It's not just building, we're not actually physically building a building or, you know, something like that. We're actually building up the house of the Lord, building the temple of God, building church is to build one another up. You're encouraging one another, you're strengthening one another, you're being there for one another. And being part of groups that we're doing, being part of all the teams that we have to make, you know, this meeting happen on a Sunday morning. You know, we have, you know, it's putting chairs out. We need a creche. We need someone to step up and to lead a creche. That's quite a major thing that's probably hindering some of the growth of our church actually at the moment, because we haven't got someone to lead the creche, which is, you know, in that room over there. Having someone to lead and to organise a creche team so that when people come with young children, they can go in there rather than having to be in the meeting. It is affecting the growth of the church, because people come with young people, there's nowhere for the young people to go, so they stay in the meeting, and then it's no point them coming to church sometimes because they've just got little kids and it's difficult and it's very complicated and people don't come back. So we need someone to be a creche leader. We need people to volunteer in the children's work, the youth work, worship. We need people to open and close the building and set things up. We need people to be part of the Connect team. And also in this season, Alpha as well. We need people to be part of the Alpha team. We need people to bring people to Alpha on the Alpha course. We'll talk about that at the end. We need people to pray. The house of God is built by the people of God. And actually, the house of God, as we step into these things, it will only expand and increase, and more people will be able to come and find a place to be part of this church, be part of the body. But it requires us all to step up into serving and doing what we believe God's calling us to do. This is also a time, and I feel like often the beginning of September, often the first Sunday before the children go back to school, it is a time of a new season. Often, you know, it's the holidays are finished and school's beginning, and it's a time to really, you know, often what we do is we pray and we fast and we just go into this next part of the year all the way up until Christmas. So there is prayer and fasting happening. We'll watch that video at the end. But that's a great time to just rededicate yourself to God. Commit your heart, commit your life, surrender your life to God in a fresh way as we go into the rest of this year. And just try and hear from the Lord. What is it you want me to be doing in this body, in this part of the body this year, at this time, right now? It's a great time to do a bit of a spiritual checkup as well. And I believe you were talking about that last week. We weren't here last week. But making sure you're fit for purpose. I remember we had a whole season of talking about that a number of years ago. You're ready to serve. You're in that place. And if you're not in that place where you feel like I'm in a position to serve, it's getting to that place. Okay, Lord, what is it you need to do in me before I can step into serving or doing this or doing that or leading this? It's that preparation time that the Lord, I believe, is doing in many of our lives to just get us ready for that, for stepping into something new. One thing I forgot to say, which I think is very, very important, I don't want to leave this out, is that as we are coming out of leading the congregation, I want to just clear any sort of thoughts that may be out there. We're not doing this out of offence. There's been no offence with leadership. We haven't fallen out with anyone. There's nothing going on with people here or our leaders. There's no sort of moral failure on our part. There's no sin going on in the background where we've had to step down. I mean, that happened, you know, you hear more and more of that happening in other churches around the world. We're not burnt out, we're not depressed, we're not having a crisis of faith where we're like, oh, do we believe in God anymore? You know, there's nothing of that is happening around us. We're quite blessed, we're quite content, we're just moving on with what God is calling us to do personally. And like I said before, it's something where we're being obedient to what God is calling us to do. And it's we've been on this journey for, it's coming up to a year, so it was last October. It takes a long time for these things to work their way through. But it's something that God is calling us to do, and we know it will release life to other people. We know that when we come out of our positions, it leaves room for other people to step into new positions, come into new things with God. And that's how God works. So what I want us to do this morning, I want us to take some time to just pray. And just take some time to be with the Lord this morning to just work out, is there anything that God is calling me to step into in a greater dimension, in more in this congregation? There's a scripture in 1 Chronicles 12:32 where it says, from the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew what they should do. And there's something, and Issachar was one of the forefathers of the tribes of Israel. And the men from Issachar, they knew the signs of the times and they knew what they must do. There was a gifting from God for them to work out the seasons, to know what God's saying. It's almost like a prophetic spirit, but we all have access to that same spirit of God, to know the times that we're in and know what we must do. And I want to be praying that for you, that you recognize the times and you know what God is calling you specifically to do. So if we'd just like to stand to our feet, I'm just going to pray, and then we'll finish with a song that's going to be a video worship song. And we'll go from there. So Father God, I thank you for this time of just being able to fellowship with one another and eat together and pray together and worship together. And Lord, we thank you that the times and the seasons of our lives are in your hands. We thank you, Father God, that you have a plan for each and every one of us, all from the youngest to the oldest. There are things that you've called us to do, you've gifted us to do, you've enabled us to do, that you've given us an ability to do. There's things you've laid on people's hearts to step into and to do that, Father God, you've only put there. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, even now as I'm speaking, you bring things to people's hearts and their minds to just know this is what I feel God really wants me to step into and do. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Jesus, for building your house, building your church, the body of Christ. Father, we thank you for people growing, maturing, coming into the fullness of who you've called them to be. We thank you for people here being fruitful, laden with fruit. We thank you for people here being givers of themselves, laid down, lovers of you, Father God. We know we're here to give. You know we're here to serve. That we know that we're here to encourage other people, to be there for other people. Father, I just thank you that this house is a house of multiplication. We thank you for the spirit of this house over Kingdom Faith. It's an apostolic church, an apostolic spirit that reaches out and goes further than it has before. So Lord God, as we just sing this song, as we just declare this truth, Lord God, we thank you for your spirit doing a deep work in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.